by Bert Olivier. I have previously wondered whether the recent, and continuing, revelations about the COVID-19 injections death toll would bring any justice. Given the rapidly increasing number of studies and reports concerning the rising death toll that may arguably be causally linked to the so-called COVID-19 vaccines, one can therefore quite reasonably ask, why has there still been no concrete attempt to prosecute the pharmaceutical companies and individuals who were directly involved with the manufacture and promotion of these potentially, and in millions of cases, actually lethal shots? In light of these studies, it is hardly surprising that many people are raising critical questions about the perceptible consequences of the jabs. Just today, I read an article titled, "Government Admits It Knew COVID Vax Shots Were Fraud, President Trump, Pull Them Off the Market," Karen Kingston. Greg Hunter, who interviewed Kingston, writes. Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst and former Pfizer employee who is back with some grotesque news about what the U.S. government knew about the CV-19 bioweapon vax. They knew it was not safe at all, and the FDA, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, also knew Pfizer committed fraud to get the CV-19 injections approved. Kingston says, this is the government's words exactly, the FDA was aware of the protocol violations, so, the FDA was aware of the fraud that was reported, before it granted emergency use authorization, EUA, for its vaccine. They were aware of the fraud. The cat is out of the bag as far as the U.S. government's tacit, unacknowledged awareness of the dangers attached to the COVID-19 vaccines is concerned. In light of the confirmation of these dangers in numerous studies, in retrospect, the reports of mortality rates and other indications of injury would appear to provide further confirmation, all that should be needed to prosecute those responsible, such as Bill Gates, on whom I have written here before. Dr. Joseph Sansone reports as follows on one of these studies. The mRNA nanoparticle injections are associated with neurological disorders, autoimmune diseases, heart problems, strokes, cancers, metabolic disorders, and a host of other diseases and disorders, including death. One need not be a scientist or medical doctor to figure out that by giving people chronic diseases and illnesses, that you are shortening their lifespans. A recent study was published showing a shocking 37% decrease in lifespan after COVID injections. If this data is extrapolated out over the course of a lifespan, that would mean an approximate 29-year reduction in lifespan. Needless to point out, this information is nowhere to be found in the mainstream media, which does not seem to matter any longer, given the plethora of alternative news and discussion sites available to people doing their own research, as long as one remembers to cross-check information, to the fullest possible extent, before accepting its accuracy. The studies in question are, in most cases I have investigated, published in reputable journals, such as this one, which appeared in Springer's Discover Medicine Journal. In the author's discussion of problems associated with mRNA vaccines, one reads. In Japan, a 26-year-old healthcare worker reportedly died of a brain hemorrhage 4 days after receiving a single dose of the mRNA vaccine early in the vaccination campaign. This case was potentially linked to vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. Despite this, the vaccination program continued, becoming nearly mandatory. The publication of an article on the adverse effects of COVID-19 vaccines in the Virology Journal marked a turning point, halting further vaccinations worldwide after June 2022. This is because, for the first time, in the peer-reviewed article, the cause of the immunodeficiency was clearly presented, a request was made to discontinue the booster mRNA vaccination, and the information was spread worldwide through social networking sites and other means. Although a new type of mRNA vaccine was approved afterward, Japan remains the only country actively vaccinating its population. This claim is questionable, in my view. B.O. Despite the declining number of vaccinators, the routine administration of the 8th coronavirus vaccine dose for older adults began in October 2024. It beggars the imagination that in a country where the population seems to have been wide awake regarding the dangers of these jabs, the authorities have forged ahead with their vaccination program regardless. In this video, for example, we are informed that Japanese scientists have raised the alarm about signs that COVID-19 vaccines are causing a global population collapse. In addition to this, a new Japanese cancer study has disclosed the links between the COVID-19 vax and cancer. In a summary of the video discussion of this alarming evidence, it is stated that Kevin McKernan discusses new Japanese research revealing alarming cancer mortality patterns following mRNA vaccination. The study shows how vaccine-induced cancer profiles completely shifted, with tumors appearing where lipid nanoparticles accumulate. McKernan analyzes pharmaceutical corruption, regulatory capture, and the Bradford Hill criteria supporting causation. The conversation explores RFK Jr.'s HHS U.S. Department of Health and Human Services appointment, treatment alternatives including cannabinoids and psilocybin, problematic hemp regulation, SSRI, type of antidepressant drug, dangers, and self-amplifying vaccine risks. McKernan details how excess mortality post-vaccination in Japan now surpasses their 2011 tsunami death toll. Small wonder that Japan has launched an official investigation into the unprecedented numbers, said to run into millions, of people dying after receiving the COVID-19 vaccination. It is puzzling that a country where such a consequential step can be taken, can at the same time, as stated in the Springer study referenced earlier, continue unabated with its mRNA vaccination program, despite the most senior oncologist in the country referring to the mRNA vaccinations as evil practices. In 2024 already, Japanese research connected no fewer than 201 diseases with the COVID-19 injections. Add to this that the Pfizer mRNA vaccine has no fewer than 1,291 adverse side effects, which Pfizer was forced to publish in 2022 as clinical data, and already it would appear that one can start heading to court. As may be seen from the examples listed above, once one starts looking for studies pertaining to emerging evidence about the consequences of the COVID-19 shots on the part of recipients, one's research uncovers numerous relevant instances, such as this recent one on cancer-causing DNA fragments in mRNA vaccines. A major investigation by a group of renowned German researchers has confirmed that Pfizer's COVID mRNA vaccines are laced with dangerous levels of DNA contaminants. While the presence of DNA contamination in COVID injections is not a new discovery, this latest study uses advanced techniques for more reliable quantification, making it the most significant investigation to date. As Slate News has previously reported, leading scientists have been warning for some time that surges in deadly cancers among the COVID vaccinated were caused by DNA fragments in the mRNA injections. The study was led by Jürgen O. Kirchner, an independent researcher in Hamburg, and Professor Bridget Koenig of the University of Leipzig. The results of the study were published in the preprints journal. The researchers hypothesized that residual DNA contaminants in multiple batches of Pfizer's COVID mRNA vaccine significantly exceed regulatory safety thresholds. This finding is not to be sneezed at, given the indications that turbo cancer is exploding among the vaxxed, as the following two reports emphasize, one of them particularly pointing to its rise among young people. The other video discussion between Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky focuses on a specific study concerning such evidence of turbo cancer manifesting itself among those who have been vaccinated. The discussion is summarized as follows below the video. In a medical paper co-authored by Dr. Peter McCullough, researchers reported evidence of a turbo cancer, an aggressive, infiltrating, metastatic, and ultimately lethal bacilloid type of carcinoma, appearing soon after mRNA vaccination for COVID-19. The world-renowned heart health expert says the mRNA shots should be off the market completely. "We have a lot of information suggesting these are no good for the heart," Dr. McCullough told Real America's Voice. "Now we have data of the heart change in almost everybody who took the shot, at least for 6 months or longer." Dr. Peter McCullough is an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and the chief scientific officer of the wellness company. As an expert on cardiovascular medicine with over 30 years of experience, Dr. McCullough has spoken widely about the heart-related risks that he believes could be attributed to mRNA technology. One could go on and list many more such reports on studies, but I think my point has been made, and therefore I shall list only one more, by Rhoda Wilson of that intrepid investigative British newspaper, The Exposé, where she writes. "Multiple doctors and scientists, including Dr. David Rasnick, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Roger Hodkinson, and scientist Kevin McKernan, say that COVID injections cause turbo cancers due to immune system suppression. The injections contain DNA plasmids with the SV40 promoter sequence, which has been associated with oncogenesis and can bind with P53, the guardian of the genome. Doctors and experts report a significant increase in aggressive cancers, often in younger people, with rapid growth to stage 3 or stage 4, and link this phenomenon to the COVID injections' degradation of the immune system. Multiple case reports and studies suggest a potential link between COVID injections and an increased risk of cancer, including aggressive and metastatic types. Specific cases reported include colon cancer, breast cancer, skin cancer, gastric cancer, basaloid carcinoma, melanoma, adenoid cystic carcinoma, and acute lymphoblastic leukemia/lymphoblastic lymphoma, among others. Researchers propose that the vaccines may cause immune suppression, leading to accelerated cancer progression, and that certain modifications in mRNA vaccines, e.g., 100% N1-methylpseudouridine, enhance tumor growth. Hence, given that these reports are known to a lot of people, which must surely include representatives of governments around the world, to reiterate, why have no prosecutions of those responsible for the deaths resulting from the clot shot been initiated? I should add a yet, but given the inexplicable inaction regarding this elephant in the room, one is tempted to speculate that some organizations lurking in the shadows may have a hold over those who are in positions where they can proceed with prosecutions. Call it a conspiracy theory, if you like, but what else could be the explanation? To be sure, there have been official inquiries, such as the one referred to in this report, but nothing has been forthcoming, which is indicative of suppression of potentially damning information. Interestingly, when confronted with this silence, a People's Vaccine Inquiry was launched. On the first day of the long-awaited Module 4 of the UK COVID Inquiry, it became clear that the inquiry was going to do everything it could to bury evidence that does not suit the narrative of vaccines are safe and effective, and continue to gaslight the many who have been vaccine injured. In response, a group of experts held a press conference to set the record straight. In their press conference, the group, called the People's Vaccine Inquiry, lays bare the theater that is known as the UK COVID Inquiry Vaccines and Therapeutics, Module 4. You can find all the videos and transcripts from the press conference on the People's Vaccine Inquiry website here. Is it too much to insist on justice being seen to be done as far as the perpetrators are concerned? I don't think so. A few years ago, I published a paper on how most of philosophers have failed humanity, which, amazingly, after peer review, was accepted in an academic journal, Phronimon. In it, I drew on the historical example of Socrates to illustrate my claim that it is one of the characteristic traits of a true philosopher to have a keen sense of justice, as displayed by Socrates in his famous trial in Athens. Which does not preclude non-philosophers from displaying such a sense of justice, of course, but it does disqualify a great many individuals who work as professional philosophers from passing the test of authenticity. In South Africa, where I live, most professional philosophers have failed this test dismally as far as their response to the tyrannical COVID-19 measures and the aftermath of the COVID-19 vaccines being administered is concerned. I have a strong feeling that, unless large numbers of citizens start coming forward and insisting on justice being done in light of the burgeoning numbers of studies and reports demonstrating beyond any reasonable doubt that the very composition of these so-called vaccines testify to them as dangerous, this whole lamentable episode will just be swept under the carpet. The obvious person to take the requisite action is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, in his capacity as the U.S. Secretary of HHS. Perhaps he will still do so, pending the accumulating evidence of malfeasance, as well as pressure from concerned citizens, reaching critical mass. Originally published by Brownstone Institute. Bert Olivier works in the Department of Philosophy at the University of the Free State in South Africa. He researches psychoanalysis, post-structuralism, ecological philosophy, the philosophy of technology, literature, cinema, architecture, and aesthetics.